For starters, what year was the first Beaver game you ever watched?
19... I gotta guess on this one. I'd say 1965.
Okay. What was your first year covering the Beavs for the Pioneer?
1999.
First year of D1.
Yep. Peter's last year.
How did you end up with that job?
I wasn't working for the Pioneer. I had a different job. And I happened to know the editor, and he said, "Hey, you want to come and we got a spot. Come and do a part-time gig."
You walked into a pretty good gig.
Yeah, I said, "Yeah, sure." Quit the other job and started with the Pioneer full time. After they saw that I could do the job, you know.
All right, on the record.
Microphone right up to you.
Okay. Favorite player or players, and why?
It's got to be favorite players, like you've heard a million different times from all kinds of people. But when I first really started watching the Beavers was when the John Glass first opened up. And I think that was in 67. And I was like 11 years old or so, and really at the time of life where you're really getting into sports and really finding out what they're all about and really getting into it. And they had a really good team then, and started out a really good run, and really the person who really stood out and caught your attention had to be Brian Grand, because he was already established as a good player from Roseau already, and the Roseau program in high school was already legendary, so everybody knew about him. But then he came here and he was on a really good team. And he was a smaller guy, kind of the first one of the Beaver prototype players, small, fast, crafty with the puck, great hands, and just one of those guys, when he touched the puck, he really felt like something was going to happen. It was exciting and made a huge impression on me. Man, everybody who watched him, and of course his name is up in the Raptors, so I'm not the only one.
And how about in your days covering for the Pioneer, was some of your favorites?
Boy, that's a nice list too. As I pull out my initial list, where I had about 25 people on here, and gradually whittle them down. But the first one really that really stood out to me and really enjoyed watching, and it was a great guy on top of it all, was Andrew Murray. And I can still remember when Tom recruited him, and he got the call that he was coming to BSU, and he was just, him and Bert both were so thrilled and so excited. And you know, this was really the start of the big D1 push, even though they'd already been playing for a little while, but they really saw him as a player and a sign that they were really making the step, and he proved to be just that in his career, and just a fantastic player, bigger guy, and so strong on the puck, but still had great hands, and such a good guy and a good leader and a good member of the community, and so that was really one of the first ones. And then also right at that time too, there was Brendan Cook, and he was playing at the same time, and another one of the, a little bit on the smaller side guys, but just fast and great hands and flashy, and the kind of guy that you knew was going to score goals, and when he had the puck, you knew something was going to happen. And then after that, one that really stands out is Tyler Schofield. Same deal as Cook, you know, smaller guy, but who could just fly, and still one of my most vivid memories is when UND used to come to the Glass right after the Christmas break, and they were just great classic games. And I remember one game they were playing, and it was really, really a close game, and puck went into the corner and Schofield went after it just, you know, as fast as he could go into the corner. And right before he got there, he got the puck and made a pass backwards through his legs on the spot in the slot. And I can't remember who it was to, but the guy scored. And it happened so fast that you thought, man, did I just see that? Did that really happen? Well, they were doing the TV broadcast at the time, and they were reshowing the games afterwards later that night. And so I made a point to stay up that night and watch just to make sure that it happened, and it did. It was one of the most amazing plays I've ever seen.
So going to the Schofield era, I'm remembering correctly, when the regional, you were on that flight, correct?
Yes.
On the charter flight?
Yep.
Do you remember the flight attendants talking to Tom, and security was so concerned because there were so many people outside waiting at the airport, and then they opened up the plane door and you could hear the roar of the people over the engines? Do you remember that night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a very, very vivid memory. And it was just like you explained. I mean, the whole way back, it was almost like it was a dream. Like you were still trying. It hadn't hit everybody yet that it actually had happened, and really the magnitude of what had just happened. And then we got back, and it was late. It was, you know, 1-2 in the morning. Late. And yeah, we get there, and just like you said, the place was packed and they weren't letting anybody inside, so everybody was standing outside and they were just going crazy. And yeah, so much fun. And that's when it really kind of hit everybody, I think, that hey, this is a big deal. This is a really big deal.
Most iconic pictures that I've seen since I've been here is a picture of Tom and R.H. in the parking lot of the airport that night. Did you take that picture?
I didn't. I think Eric probably did.
How about the first year of the WCHA? What was your favorite from that team? That was your last year, right?
That was last year. Well, that was the whole Matt, kind of the end of the Matt Reed era there, you know. And really, probably can't do one of those without talking about Matt Reed, and I don't know what more could be said about him, but he was so incredible. And the thing that really struck me is before then there'd be a few scouts here and there in the stands before he started playing, and even during his freshman year. But after that sophomore year, and they went to the Frozen Four, every game there was an NHL scout up there, up in the press box. And I always got there early, as you did too. And so we got to meet all these guys, you know, and they were from every team that you could possibly think of, and some really big name old NHLers that were there, you know, and it kind of really brought into focus just how good he was. And I always made it a point to talk to his teammates and even players on other teams about, you know, what makes him special and what is it about him, because he was so smooth and he saw the ice so well, and he anticipated everything so well that it looked easy. You know, so to a casual fan or a guy who doesn't know a ton about the game like me, it was like, well, what, you know, what's so special about him? And man, you would just get rave after rave after rave. And he's, you know, so fast, 0-60 from standing still, and strong on the puck, and a great shot, and fast and tough, and block shots, and, you know, every part of the game, he just had it. So, yeah, hard to talk about that era without talking about Matt Reed.
Anybody we're missing?
You know, one who wasn't there because he ended up signing after the Frozen Four there was Matt Dalton, the goalie. And the run that he went on from that CHA tournament through the regional there was as incredible of a run as I've ever seen from a goalie, and I'm sure you remember too. He was a funny guy, and really enjoyed having a good time. And it's another one of my big memories of the glass was before that CHA championship game. They kind of made a big deal in the big deal of it in the lobby there, and they had a little combo band playing, and they had a bar set up, and you could go there early, and people could mingle around and get together before the game. And so I went there early, and I was looking at all the old banners and all the old championship stuff, and you could just feel the tension in the place, because everybody knew it was going to be a good game. And so I was kind of standing off by myself, and a guy came walking up behind me and did the old knee in the back of your knee, so you kind of crumpled down a little bit, you know. God, who's this guy? And I turned around, and it's Dalton. And he looks at me, and he says, don't worry, Johnny, I got it. And he did. He had it for that game, and he had it for the two games in the regional, and he played well in the national championship game, too, but those three games that he played, four, I guess, in the CHA, and then in the regionals, were just incredible.
What the hell was he doing up there?
Yeah, I guess he was just walking in before he walked downstairs, you know, before he walked downstairs to the locker room just to check it out and see what was going on. Yeah, that kind of guy.